I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it.
Guys, what's going on? Welcome to the 330 podcast. It's your boy. It's your host, Ethan LeBounty. Thank you so much for tuning in. I never thought I'd see myself in this situation, because quite frankly, I really, really don't like talking to people. This is a lot different. Different ball game. I'm talking to a microphone. The anxiety's still there, but it's a lot less nerve-wracking. So, starting out, I want to thank each and every one of you guys with a huge, huge thank you for all the love and support you've been showing me on Facebook and Instagram, all the likes and shares on my initial post about the podcast launch. Thank you guys so much. It means so much to me. This isn't something I thought I'd ever see myself doing, but I guess life is strange like that, right? Also, sorry if my voice may sound a little off. I'm testing out a new microphone, testing the waters with this. I just got it. So I don't know how it sounds on the listener end, but it sounds pretty good on my end. I really feel like I could probably announce a movie trailer in theaters July 31st. Let me know if that was any good. It sounded good on my end, but I don't know. Oh man, this is what the podcast is going to be like, so just stay tuned. It's going to be good. Raw, unfiltered, everything you want to hear. Every bit of the nitty-gritty, we're going to get into it. Also, another reason why my voice might sound off. I just had sinus surgery a few weeks ago, so I'm post-recovery with that. I'm all good. The initial recovery sucked, but it's A-okay now. Besides feeling congested and the head pressure left over, it sucks. If you've ever had a sinus infection, you know what it feels like. And for some reason, everything around me smells like belly button. I don't know why. I know it's not me. I definitely showered. But I don't know why I'd say that in my first podcast episode anyway. But that's what it's going to be like around here. So if you enjoy hearing about belly buttons and sinus infections, then stick around. I got a lot more for you. Promise. Oh boy. Okay. Let's get into it. Let's just get straight into it. So, instead of this being an episode of my podcast, I'm dubbing this more as an intro. This is an introduction to what's to come, the episodes coming in the future. This is the pilot to my Netflix series. This is what this is. So, if you did not see my initial Facebook post, you might be asking, what does the number 330 have to do with anything? What is the relevance of the number 330? 330 represents the highest weight that I've ever been at in my entire life. That is the most I have ever weighed. At the end of 2018, when I started my first initial weight loss journey, that is the number that came across the scale when I weighed myself. That was my starting point. So for me, that number also represents failure, addiction, denial, all of the above, all of the things that can make you feel absolutely worthless and terrible. But not only is that number in my past, it is now in my future. And by that, I mean that is the place where I never want to be again. That is the place I never want to even be close to again. But unfortunately, within the past 2 years, I have gotten closer to that number when looking at the scale. I've put on over 80 pounds within the past 2 years. That's almost 100 pounds in 2 years. And it took me until January of this year to finally realize that all the weight that I had lost, I had almost put back on. The highest weight that I got to this year in January was 297. And I didn't even know that I weighed that much up until I was forced to step on a scale for a pre-op visit at a doctor's office where I was getting an allergy test that day. And I know what you're thinking right now. Oh, okay, that's the number that made you want to get back into weight loss, get your weight loss journey started again. No, that wasn't the number that scared me. The number that scared me was my blood pressure reading when it came back. And I always get a little bit of anxiety before I get my blood pressure taken. I think I always have, because something's squeezing your arm. And, you know, even more so when you're expecting a bad number. Your anxiety just builds up and you think, oh boy, what's it going to be this time? And that's exactly what I thought. and it absolutely was terrible. The nurse told me that it was 172 over 90. And that right there freaked me out. That freaked me out so much. That was my oh shit moment where I realized you have to do something. You have to make a change or else your time here could be very short. And that's what re-sparked my weight loss journey and really just a health journey for life, because that's what I want for myself now. I don't want to binge eat. I don't want to eat all the foods that I've already eaten. You know, I've had my fun. I've had all my addiction. I've eaten so much fast food. I've tasted every bit of it. It's time to stop. It's time to slow down and do everything in moderation. So that's pretty much all in all. That's what the number 330 means to me. That's what it represents. A place I don't want to go back to. It's a daily reminder to keep pushing forward. A number that I never, ever want to see again on the scale. And I feel like that everybody out there at some point or another struggles with their weight. They have that same number like I did that they absolutely hate seeing on the scale and they want to do something about it. That number plagues them the same way it plagues me. So I really hope that this podcast can just motivate you to want to get that number down, motivate you to want to get rid of that number so you don't have to see it ever again. And I don't know how you are, but I know how I was before I started this new weight loss journey. I was always the one that was like, I'll just wait until Monday. I'll just wait until Monday to start up fresh so I can get my calorie. No. Stop saying you're going to wait until Monday to start fresh. Start fresh now. Make that change in your life now. It's easier said than done, but you know what? It is going to be well worth it the sooner that you start. I cannot emphasize that enough. Stop procrastinating. Stop hesitating. Stop putting it off. Sorry, I kind of got off on a rant there. That's what this podcast is about, though. That is what you're going to, if you like that, that's what you're going to continue to hear, because I got a lot more of it for you. All right, so moving on. I have four questions here. I wanted to have a little Q&A session with myself and really set the stage for what this podcast is going to be about. I just want to touch on some topics and go more in depth on what you guys are going to be able to expect in the future from me. So the first question I wrote down for myself was, why did I want to start this podcast? So the reason I wanted to start this podcast was to put myself out there, and my story, raw and unfiltered, so people can hear what they need to hear to get motivated. Because there's people out there like you and me that need that motivation, that need to hear it from somebody who's been through it to actually get up and start. And the biggest thing to remember with this podcast, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. It doesn't matter if you lost a ton of weight and you regained it. It doesn't matter if you're currently on a weight loss journey. It doesn't matter if you're fit and active already. It doesn't matter if you haven't even started. This podcast is for absolutely anyone who wants to listen and get some motivation out of it. You know, I started this podcast with the intention of helping people get motivated, helping people relate to everything that I've been through. And I intend on doing that the whole time throughout this whole podcast series. That is what I plan on doing. So that is why I wanted to start this podcast. The next question I have is, who is this podcast aimed towards? And obviously I just spoke on that a little bit, but this podcast is aimed towards anybody who wants motivation, who's dealing with health anxiety or just any type of anxiety, any mental health struggles, anybody who is actively losing weight, trying to lose weight, has already lost the weight, somebody who's regained the weight. It doesn't matter. This is aimed towards everybody. Everybody's welcome, no matter where you're at in life, like I said. So this next one really isn't a question. It says, give a summary of your backstory. So anybody that knew me growing up knew that I was a bit of a chunker. I was kind of chubby, you know, or husky, or big boned, or thick, possibly even with three C's thick. Those were just nice words. Those were nice ways of putting it. Sugarcoating it, really. And if it was sugar-coated, I was eating it. So yeah, all throughout my childhood, all throughout school. I was always the fat kid, and I knew it, and everybody else knew that too. And of course, all the bullying came naturally as well. You know, the fat shaming, the man boob grabbing, the fear of getting changed in the gym locker room after PE. Really just the a la carte benefits to being the fat kid in school. And that's pretty much how it was all throughout school, even up until high school, you know. I was still really unhappy with my weight all the time. I'd be putting on a smiling face even when I didn't feel like it. I would envy, absolutely envy, other guys my age in my grade because they had a way better build and physique than I did. They looked so much better in their clothes, so much nicer, and I envied that. I desired that. I wanted that so bad, but I didn't have any willpower. I had no motivation whatsoever to get that and get what I wanted. And unfortunately, throughout the rest of high school, I continued to still have absolutely no motivation to want to change whatsoever, really because I didn't know how. I didn't know anything about weight loss. I had no idea that it was even possible for somebody like me, somebody my age. I never thought I would be able to do it. I thought it was impossible for me. And I really didn't even start losing weight until I graduated high school. You know, I never thought it was possible until I started losing weight on a program. I lost 110 pounds total, and I felt absolutely great. I felt like I was on top of the world, that it was actually possible, and it blew my mind. Now, I felt great, but the way that I got that weight off was not the healthiest. And looking back, I am glad that I had that experience, but I would have done it totally different for sustainability. And I'll get more into that in future episodes, but that's basically my story summarized, my story in a nutshell, short and sweet. So the last question I have here is, where are you at currently on your new weight loss journey? So back in January, after the blood pressure scared the doctors, like I mentioned, I immediately wanted to make a change because it scared me. And that's what I'm talking about. Stop waiting to make that change if you're going to make it. Make it now. Stop waiting for a Monday. Anyways, I started to make that change in January. And throughout January, up until now, I started clean eating, portioning my foods, figuring out what my caloric deficit was, figuring out my TDEE, which is your total daily energy expenditure. Say that five times fast. And I started working out 6 days a week. Yes, 6 days a week. Starting out is a lot. So if you're going to get back in the gym or you're going to start going to the gym for the first time, make sure you pace yourself so you don't burn yourself out. Don't go 6 days a week starting out unless you want it that bad. Because that's why I started, and that's why I'm still doing it. But just making that change in my overall lifestyle, switching to a healthier one, has helped me in more ways than one. I started the year out at 297 pounds. I am now at 268 pounds as we speak, and I'm still going. I got a long way to go, but I'm not going to stop until I'm done. I feel like I feel better physically. I have more mental clarity. On top of that, the last time I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was great. So just feeling the way I feel now is worth every bit of change that I've made since the beginning of the year. And as for weight loss goals, right now, I'm just taking everything 10 pounds at a time. So every 10 pounds, that's a huge accomplishment. So I'm at 268 now. Once I get down to 260, awesome. Then I try to work my way towards 250. And so on. Those are the small goals that I'm setting for myself that are actually big once I hit them. So that's where I'm at currently in my weight loss journey, my fitness journey as a whole. I really hope that that motivates some of you to just start. Just, you know, get that inspiration, get that motivation, and just take it. Just take it and go. So if you're overweight and you're just now starting your weight loss journey just like I am, just remember this. Something to keep fresh in your mind. You did not gain all of that weight overnight. So therefore, you are not going to lose it all overnight. Weight loss is a process. It does not need to be quick, because the quicker it is, the more unhealthy it is, and the less sustainable it's going to be. slow and steady and gradual weight loss is key for success and sustainability. That is what I've learned so far in this journey. Can I please get an amen? I feel like for the 15 minutes that this podcast has ran, it's going pretty well. But I can assure you, it's 1:30 in the morning right now, and I have been recording 15 minutes worth of a podcast all night. But regardless of that, I've had a really good time tonight recording and just putting everything out there and paving the way for where this podcast is going to go. I'm really excited to see where this is going to take off. Whoever's listening right now, I hope I still have your attention. I hope that you're still hanging on and I haven't bored you within 15 minutes and 30 seconds. And if I have, I apologize. And I should probably stop recording very soon. I'm really looking forward to giving you guys more content for the future. I'm also working on getting a camera so I can start to merge the podcast audio with the video. One, so you can see my beautiful face and how pretty it is. Two, so you can see how much I really talk with my hands and how many hand motions I do. Because I talk with my hands a lot, and if I didn't have a voice and I only used my hands, you'd have no idea what I was doing. All right, let's wrap it up. So, to whoever is listening, wherever you're listening, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, sincerely, for sticking around until the end of the podcast with me. I really appreciate it. It's a little bumpy right now, I know. I'm still working out the kinks. It's my first ever recording, so it's going to be a little different. And I know that my voice gradually got more quiet at the end of the podcast because it is now 2 a.m, so I'm going to blame it on being pretty sleepy. But again, thank you very much to whoever stuck around. Please keep up with the content and the posts on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me on both of those platforms at 330 Podcast. That is at 330 Podcast. I feel like that was pretty good. That was pretty good. And if you guys plan on tuning in for the next one, you want to stick around, be sure to tune in for all future episodes on Spotify, YouTube, and Anchor. I plan on releasing episodes weekly, so be sure to stay up to date on Facebook and Instagram for any updates regarding when the new episodes are out. All right, I'll see you guys in the next one. This was the intro to the 330 Podcast. Peace, love, all the above, and get off your couch. Ernie was walking down the